98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's Nini Rushi from The Big Takeover. They are playing this Sunday at Opus 40, just rescheduled because it just won't stop raining this summer. Nini, how are you?
I'm good, MK. How are you?
I'm great. We are so excited to have you guys at Opus 40. Have you played there before?
No, this is going to be our first time. I actually haven't even been. It's like what's something that has been on my list the whole time that I've lived in the Hudson Valley, and I haven't been able to make it there. So I'm glad that we're going to get to go and not just go, but like play there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful place. And of course, you know, gorgeous outdoor space. And I think you've got perfect weather on Sunday. So I'm glad they had that date available. Do you like playing outdoor shows?
Yeah, it's my favorite. I prefer like an outdoor kind of setting, like with like a good system so I could just like really scream my head off.
Yeah, yeah. And it's an early one too. So yeah, you go on at 5, and I know you're a mom now, and we've had already some people asking if the show is like kid friendly. And I think kids love The Big Takeover, right?
Yeah, my daughter loves The Big Takeover. She's obsessed with the band. It's so cute and funny. And then she'll be get to go. So yeah, it definitely is a family friendly vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that's so awesome. Does she like dance at your rehearsals?
Yeah, she's never been to a rehearsal, but she's been to shows, and she has like all the CDs that we put out, and she has like a little music player, and she like plays the CDs and like knows the songs really well, and she's like obsessed with all the band members. It's like, it's so cute.
Oh my gosh, look out, she's gonna be in the band before you know it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope she just takes my spot.
When it's time for you to retire, just hand the reins over.
Yeah, and then I'll go sit in the audience and relax for some time.
It'll be well earned. You've been doing this for a long time, right? How long has The Big Takeover been a band?
We've been a band for just about 16 years. So we're coming up on year 16. And I think we were kind of formed in the fall. I don't know the exact date, but yeah, 16 years now.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
And are you still finding new things, new ways to enjoy it, new sounds?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we grow so much as individuals, you know, so it's like when we're emerging, the band emerges too. And like we've been through some lineup changes, and the lineup that we've had for the past few years has like really stuck. And like we're just like the best lineup. Like I'm like really loving the band as I've just like I feel like it's the best right now. Like every time that we get older and older, it just gets to be the best.
Yeah. I mean, that's saying something for a band that's been together for 16 years to, you know, feel like now you're at your peak. That's speaking highly of the people you're playing with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is in the lineup right now?
So Rob Kistner. So it's three original members. Me, Rob on bass, Chaz Montrose on saxophone. And then Guthrie Lord is on guitar. He's been with us for a while now. And Ryan Peroni, he's trombone. And he's actually really cool. He's like the younger member, and he just fits in so nicely with us. And he's been around for a little while, too. Manuel Quintana, he's like, we have two drummers now, Manuel and Roger LaRochelle.
Awesome.
So like they'll like switch out or they'll team up, and Manuel will do percussions, and it's just so much fun right now.
I mean, two drums and a horn section, like that is a recipe for a really fun show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you guys been up to? I don't know if we've spoken post 2020. I mean, obviously, you've got a little one now, so it's a little bit harder to tour as strenuously as you were for a while. But what's The Big Takeover been up to?
We've just been like really paying attention to like quality stuff. Like my overall objective once I became a mom was like, I'm not going to stop Big Takeover, but maybe instead of playing like a million shows, we'll just do less shows that are more quality shows. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of been like the thing that we've been doing for the past few years. And like just the fact that like we survived the pandemic,
yeah.
And you know, like just the fact that that happened, that it just really put us like in the framework to just continue with what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, I'm glad that you considered this Opus 40 one worth doing, because I think it's going to be so special.
Well, yeah, it's so, yeah. It's, well, most things that we do, like in the Hudson Valley, I feel like we're most appreciated, like in our old home region and like where we're from. So quality for me is very similar to like a regional show, like a show where, you know, like people like know who we are and have been supporting us for 16 years. So
yeah,
and like Opus 40, I'm like really looking forward to go, just going there, because I've heard such great things about that place.
Yeah, and you've got perfect weather. It's going to be sunny but not too hot. And I can't overstate enough how much we love you here in at KZE and just in the Hudson Valley in general. I think my favorite big takeover story is my mom had some friends visiting from Scotland, these young guys who were there to record music at her partner's studio. And there were these young guys, and one night I was like, oh, you know what? I'll take you guys out. I'll show you some fun in Kingston. Big Takeover's playing. They're great. You're going to love them. So I took them to see you guys at BSP, and I was driving for them that night. So they got really drunk and they had so much fun. I remember just the three drunk Scotsmen screaming rubber biscuit in the middle of BSP.
That's great.
I mean, to me, like, if there's one band that's just quintessentially like the Hudson Valley's best live band, it's got to be you guys.
Oh, that's such a huge compliment. Thanks.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. I mean, you've been at it long enough and you guys are so polished and you have such an incredible voice and such an incredible stage presence.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. What about recordings? Do we have any new Big Takeover albums on the way?
So we're writing right now, and we haven't recorded anything official yet. But we're definitely going to be doing something. If you talk to other band members, they probably could like spit out like date goals that they have. You know, so something definitely is happening, and we've been playing songs, like newer songs that we wrote out, and just like kind of seeing like what the vibe for how we feel while we're playing it is, and like if the audience is enjoying it, which is usually what we do. We like play songs out for a while before we decide if we're going to put it on a record. So that's the stage that we're in right now. Something definitely is in the works, though.
I love that. That's a very democratic process for putting songs on an album. Test it out with the audience, see what hits.
Yeah. And like a lot of it is like, how are we feeling about it? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes there's like a song that like for like the first four times that we play it, you know, we're happy with it, and then somebody will like change their perspective or change their mind about it. So then either we're gonna like change the song or not bring the song up for years, and it won't go on this album, but it might go on the other one. So, yeah.
Yes.
It's like a whole process.
So there's a chance that we'll hear some new stuff that's not on any albums yet this Sunday at Opus 40.
Yeah, definitely.
And we can help you take a temperature on it. And if the crowd at Opus 40 goes nuts, then maybe you'll hear it on the next record.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, so you get it. Yeah, there'll definitely be new music at Opus 40.
Nini Rushi is my guest from the Big Takeover this Sunday at Opus 40. Moved from Saturday due to rain, but I think we're really going to have perfect weather on Sunday, 5 p.m., nice and early. And yeah, we're just so looking forward to it. Opus40.org. Nini, thank you so much for taking a minute with me here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And we'll see everyone on Sunday. We're so looking forward to it.